are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jennifer Bendry, a staff writer for Roll Call Newspaper. On Wednesday, she was up on Capitol Hill covering the House hearings involving AIG CEO Edward Liddy. The company, of course, in the headlines this week because $165 million of taxpayer bailout money went for executive bonuses. And Jennifer, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.
How much of this hearing was about making sure that Americans know members of Congress are upset, and how much of it was about really getting answers from Edward Liddy?
Well, I think both are working together pretty closely. I think the word of the week is outrage on the Hill. It's one of the few times you'll see members of both parties agreeing on something right now. And that's those two issues you just said are pretty much what it is. People want to make sure they look really angry at what's happening, and then they want to look really ready to do something about it. So that's, you can pick a party, but each person is doing that in their own way.
What do they seem ready to do? Is there any consensus on that?
Yes. There's a few different bills being talked about. There's one bill that just passed today that would allow the Attorney General to take away bonuses, either previous executive bonuses given by AIG or future ones given by AIG and other companies receiving the bailout money. That bill just cleared committee today, but that bill is already hitting some bumps because even Democrats are worried that this is happening so fast that there might be some constitutional concerns with what they're doing. So that, giving the Attorney General the authority to do that, that was the first thing that's happened. And then on the side, there's a big tax bill being written up right now by the Ways and Means Committee that would basically tax like 90% of the executive bonuses being given out by companies like AIG who took some of the bailout money. So they're coming at it from like a tax angle. They're coming at it from an executive angle by giving the Attorney General some new authority. And there's another bill being talked about in financial services. So there's kind of like, it's a three-pronged effort right now, it looks like.
We're talking with Jennifer Bendry of Roll Call. And Jennifer, what are members of Congress saying either publicly or privately to you and some other reporters about the fact that the TARP was pushed through pretty quickly, as was some other legislation in the immediate aftermath of the financial collapse last fall? And perhaps some of these terms didn't come across their desk. They weren't available, that the companies had this flexibility to spend the money on over $100 million in executive bonuses. Did they learn a lesson for future potential legislation?
Well, I mean, people are in both parties, I think, are agreeing that, you know, they made some mistakes on the TARP bill. But the Republicans are saying, you know, basically pointing the fingers at Democrats and saying, look what you did. You pushed this through too quickly. And now look what's happening. You actually gave them the authority to protect their own executive bonuses by the way that bill was written, and nobody noticed. But then the Democrats are saying, well, you know, we made some mistakes, but look, like, you know, we were dealing with the Bush administration, and, you know, Henry Paulson, the former Treasury Secretary, was saying we need to do this and do it this way, and it's a very complicated bill. And people are pointing fingers, but kind of quietly, you know, people agree that there were some mistakes made.
You mentioned the former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and his very active role in the passage and in the formulation of the TARP legislation. There's been some talk, especially in the last couple days, about pressure on Capitol Hill, potentially on the current Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, to step down. They blame him because he had a role as head of the New York Fed in helping to put together the original TARP package, and they're not thrilled with his handling of the economy thus far. Is that just a few members, or is that kind of growing on Capitol Hill?
Well, I saw that there are a handful of members who are now officially calling for him to step down. But I did see also that President Obama, came out today really in favor of Geithner. So there's already some kind of dialogue going on publicly between different members and the president, saying people staking out their positions on what should happen to Geithner. So I think at this point it seems unclear if he will end up being the scapegoat for all of this, but the fact that he has Obama publicly backing him right now during this makes it, at least right now, makes it look like he's not going to be ousted anytime soon.
Well, strictly speaking, he's the only one that has to want Geithner to stay on the job for that to be the case. Real quickly, how many legs does this story have for members of Congress? Is this going to be in their craw for a number of weeks, or will they be moving on to something else pretty quickly?
Well, they want to move this thing really fast. They want to pass a bill this week, which today's Wednesday. They want to have a bill on the floor tomorrow to address the tax, like the thing I previously mentioned about taxing the bonuses being given to the executives. They want to have a bill on the floor tomorrow in the House to do that, and that means they're drawing it up today. So they're moving really fast.
Jen, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Sure.
Jennifer Bendry is a staff writer for Roll Call newspaper covering the AIG hearings on the House side of Capitol Hill Wednesday. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.